Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Special guest from Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. And our Republican majority is really stretching out the term majority at this point when it comes to gun rights.
I know. We got some squishy ones in there. There's a bunch of things in Tallahassee. The 18 to 21, getting back to what it originally was, 18 years old for the purchase of a long gun, which was previous to Stoneman Douglas. So getting back to that. Fundamental right, passed the House, but then what?
It went to the Senate, and former state Senate President Kathleen Passademo, who is the current chair of the Rules Committee, just announced yesterday that FSU had nothing to do with her decision, that she wasn't going to bring up HB 759 or its Senate companion in the Rules Committee, and she was going to block it again for a third year in a row now.
And did she say what her reasoning was? I mean, this passed the House. Why wouldn't you allow the Senate to even vote on it?
Her statement was, I was against it then, I'm against it now, I was there for Parkland. Well, my response to that is, I was there for Parkland too. I sat through the investigation. And the investigation, clear as day, showed that it was a failure of government and that all the gun control passed in the Parkland bill still wouldn't have prevented Parkland from occurring.
No, and you know a little bit about it. You were a former school resource officer, so you're quite familiar with those scenarios.
Very much so, and the sad thing is why have a Republican supermajority if the majority of those Republicans are really just Democrats who swap their jerseys, the team R, and don't push the party platform. Right? Last I checked, the national party platform and the state party platform is support and defend the Second Amendment. Gun control ain't part of that. And the worst thing is other Republican-controlled states, they're not just allowing adults under the age of 21 to purchase firearms. No, they're revising their laws so adults 18 and up can carry, including on university and college campuses, to defend themselves, because those states understand that when seconds count, cops are still a minutes away. And look, I commend FSUPD for their response. But here's the honest truth. Police are first responders. They're not first preventers. The only way to prevent what happened at FSU is to have campus carry, is to have adults 18 and up being able to purchase and carry firearms to defend themselves. Because, again, going back to my school resource officer days, yeah, I'll pledge my life. I will give my life to protect the people under my care, but I can't be everywhere at once.
Right. And in this case, there were witnesses that clearly were close enough. I know one guy even said so, that if, you know, if he had been armed, he feels like he would have had the ability to stop this guy. And
very much so.
Yeah. Now, what about this, the bill that ends the waiting period for law enforcement purchasing a weapon? Do I have that right?
Yeah, so a bill was introduced by Senator Collins, which, look, we respect Senator Collins. He also introduced the Senate companion bill to repeal the under 21 purchase ban. But this bill in particular, Senate Bill 490, which goes up in the fiscal committee today, gives a carve out only to law enforcement to skip the 3-day waiting period. Now, here's the honest thing. Look, we're not against cops carrying. We're not against cops being able to purchase firearms. We're not even against cops skipping the waiting period. But it should be applicable to everyone. Simply because you decided to go into law enforcement as a profession does not grant you special exemptions to laws. We are a nation founded on the principle of equality and egalitarianism. The Second Amendment applies to all. Why is it that a law enforcement officer should be able to skip the waiting period, but a domestic violence victim, for example, has to wait the 3 to 5 days, depending on what county they reside? Now, and I know the answer is always, well, they could go get a concealed carry permit. Yeah, it still takes 90 days to get a permit. This bill flat out says a cop doesn't even need the permit to skip the waiting period.
Yeah, and again, it's not anti-law enforcement. They carry guns usually, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, whatever, they're on the job. So that's not really an issue. I see what you say. The issue is, well, what about everybody else who could be in harm's way? Could there be attack on to the bill or something and say you are a person that has a protective order sworn out against somebody? So in other words, you've taken it to the point to where you don't want this person around you. A judge agrees. Could then there be a carve-out where they could forego the waiting period and immediately be able to defend themselves with a firearm?
They could have added an amendment to that. They could have done a number of things with this bill. But the way this bill is working is they're basically saying under Chapter 790 that if you're a cop, you are covered under 790 the same way as if you have a concealed carry permit. Well, here's the thing. The law is already written in a manner that says, look, if you want to carry, if you're 21 and older and you want to carry, you're carrying under the provisions of Chapter 790 as if you had a permit. So they could have just written this bill to say, hey, if you're 21 and older and you're a law-abiding citizen and you do your background at the gun shop, you could skip the waiting period. That's what they're basically doing. They're just carving it out specifically to law enforcement instead of everyday Floridians who are law-abiding.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Sorry. Nope, go.
Now, I just say a lot of it changed, like when you say when they passed the whole constitutional carry, then, you know, that right was to carry was already there. Again, it's just the hang-up is if somebody feels like their life is in jeopardy, they can't legally purchase a gun any sooner than the waiting period allows them to.
Correct, and there's been cases across the country, and one of the cases that pops up in my head is you had an incident in New Jersey where a woman who had a restraining order against her ex petitioned the New Jersey state government to get a firearms permit. New Jersey dragged their butt on it, and the end result was she was murdered in her own driveway by her ex. The protection order didn't prevent anything. Law enforcement didn't prevent anything. Waiting periods didn't prevent anything. Gun control didn't prevent anything. She was killed, and she was pleading with the state to say, let me defend myself. And the state said no. So that's the issue we have with this bill. It's not that we're anti-law enforcement, we're anti-cop. Look, I'm a former cop. I fully believe that everyone should be able to defend themselves if they're law-abiding. But it comes down to the principle of we are not a nation of nobility. Simply because you're an agent of the state doesn't make you a knight like in the royal Europe of old.
Yeah, I mean, our rights, most of them are based on, you know, individual rights and freedom, and we believe, you know, those are bestowed on us by God, and that government's job is just to maintain and make sure that those don't get trampled on, not to make all kinds of, you know, caveats in there, right? Well, it's always a pleasure. Louis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, you know, thanks for being so vigilant and helping us protect our Second Amendment here in the Sunshine State. And we have to be very aware of these squishy Republicans that have gotten into Tallahassee. And next go around, we got to do something.
That's the case. It's a hard fight. And our national motto says it best, e pluribus unum, out of many one. Together, we'll make Florida better.
Right on. We hope to talk to you soon. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.